Perek Hey Mishnah Vav. The Torah states explicitly, Befevish, that not only the digging, the creation of the boar is Mechayiv, a person, but just uncovering the boar makes a person Chayiv for the Mazik of boar, as the Pasuk says, V'chi Yiftach Ish Boar, O Ki Yichre Ish Boar. Not only Yichre, digging, but also Yiftach, opening the boar. Now, this Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas regarding a boar that is owned by two individuals. Now, normally, both owners of the boar would be chayiv to pay jointly for any hezek caused by their joint boar, but here we're going to see scenarios where only one is going to be chayiv. Boar shel shnei shutfin, a boar that belongs to two shutfin, two partners. An example of this would be if two people owned a chotzer in which there was a pit and they gave up, for example, ownership of the chotzer they jointly own, but they kept the boar, they kept the pit. So you have a scenario where there are clearly two shutvim, two partners in a boar. Avar alav harishon v'lo kiso. So if one of the owners passed by the boar and he did not cover the boar after uncovering it, the hasheni, and then the second owner, the partner, passed by, and lo kiso, and he did not cover it, meaning the case is where the first owner, he, let's say, uncovered the board, did not cover it, and then he gives the cover to the second partner and owner who passed by, let's say, to draw water from this board or whatever, and he gives it to him, to the second partner, and the second partner has the cover to cover it. But in the end, the second partner who passed by, who now is in possession of the cover, he does not go ahead and cover the boar. So Hasheni is chayiv. Only the second partner is chayiv. Why? Because it was up to him. He should have covered the boar. The first shutuf, the first partner, he's not chayiv to pay because he fulfilled his chayiv by giving the cover to the partner who passed by. Whereas by giving the cover of this boar to the shutuf, to the partner, so then that's considered as if the first shutuf, first partner, asked the second partner to watch the boar, and therefore if anything happens, it's the chiyuv of the second partner who was given the cover to cover it after he used it. However, what's clear, and this is based on the Gemara, check out the Rashi, Nalaf and Beis, if both shutfim, if they pass by the uncovered boar they both jointly own in this, like this case, and they leave it uncovered, so then they're going to be equally chayiv for any damage that ensues. Here's another scenario. Kiso harishon. If the first guy, after he uncovered it, he actually covered it. So he covers his boar. Uba shenu mitso megula. But the second partner comes by and he finds it that it was uncovered. Let's say, for example, the cover broke or became all scuzzed out. This is, let's say, full of worms and stuff. This is the Gemara, and Tessam Beis explains this. Meaning the cases where the cover either broke or rotted, but it can't be a case where some person came and uncovered the boar, because then that person would be chayiv. Whoever uncovered it would be chayiv. Hasheni, but okay, so the cover, let's say after the first partner, first shutuf, covers the boar then breaks or rots, and then the second partner passes by, finding it, as we said, open, because the cover rotted or whatever, so that second person, Hasheni Chayiv, because he should have went ahead and covered it, because he's the owner, he saw it. The first Shutuf, he doesn't have to pay, because he did everything that he had to do. He covered it properly. Later, something happened, it became wormy, it was not something that was projected to happen, it was like some type of ones. Ligabe, the first person who covered it, the fact that something happened to that boar, that was an ones. He did what he had to do, he covered it properly. Assuming the assumption is that he covered it properly. So then the second one who came and found it open and didn't do anything, he's going to be chayiv. Once that first person covered the boar properly, he's not chayiv to go back and check the cover, see that it's solid and not full of worms. He did what he had to do. Okay, now, if the first shutuf, if he knew that there was something flawed in this cover and it was getting all worm eat or whatever, then obviously he would share in the responsibility, as both of them were aware, and they both have to pay because both of them were aware that it's considered a boar. It's considered totally over because it's like a wormed out, rotted boar. So therefore, if both of them are aware, even the one who covered it properly initially, once he becomes aware and they're both aware that it's considered uncovered, then they're both going to be chayiv. Now the Mishnah is going to continue on with more halachos regarding the boar, the mazik of boar. Kiso karoi v'nachal so choshor chamor v'meis. If the baal habor, if he goes ahead, the owner of the boar goes ahead and he covers it properly, but even so, a shor or a chamor falls into it and dies because it, let's say, got wormed out in the meantime, rotted in the meantime. But ones, he had no clue. Potter, he's not chayev. He's exempt from any paying for any damage that the boar causes because he covered it properly. Lo kisay karaoi, but if he did not cover it properly, v'nafal l'socho shor chamor v'meis, and a shor chamor falls in it and dies, then he's going to be chayev. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss what's the chiddush here. Obviously, if he did everything he was supposed to do, so he's not responsible. If he didn't do everything he was supposed to do in covering it, then he's going to be responsible. So the Gemara, in Nun Beis Amud Beis, explains that the reason why this seemingly obvious halacha is stated in the Mishnah is basically there only for stylistic purposes. Rebbe wanted to go ahead and, since he began with the statement of, and he so karoi, he covered it properly, so then he ends up with, he did not cover it properly. Meaning, covering it properly, there's a chiddush because something happened to it. Maybe you have some type of obligation to make sure that it doesn't become uncovered. So the chiddush is, once you cover it properly with no projected, assumed scenario of it rotting or anything like that, so it was a pure onus. So the chiddush is you're gonna be putter. But the fact that you did not cover it, there's no chiddush there. It's just stylistic. Once it talks about kiso karoi, it then discusses lo kiso karoi. Mishnah now continues on in a scenario where a shor falls into a boar, and it's not because the shor actually walked into the boar, but because there was some external person who was there digging. Like there was someone there digging in the boar, and the coal, the sound, the noise of the digging shocked the animal and it fell. Nafal sham ashor. Nafal funav mikol akriya. So now the Mishnah spells out. If the behema was next to the boar and it fell funav, it fell face forward into the boar because it got shocked and startled by the sound and the noise of the digging of the boar, chayiv. The bala boar is going to be chayiv. It's going to be chayiv, even though it was the wat, it was the noise of the digging and the drilling into the boar, that it was that caused the behema, the shor, to fall in. So the bala boar is still going to be chayiv because there was hezek that occurred in his wat, in his boar. L'acharav mikol akriya. But if the behema, the shor, fell backward onto the ground outside the boar because it was shocked, startled by the kol hakriya, by the noise of the digging of the boar, putter, the bala boar is going to be putter, because in this case, the hezek happened outside the boar. Ratanur explains, in both cases, the one who is drilling, he does not have to pay, because he is, at most, what's called doing a grumma. He caused the hezek, but it was done, it was indirect damage, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv. The only one who's going to be chayiv is going to be the bala boar, but that's only if the shor falls into, face forward, into the boar, as opposed to if the behemoth fell backward on the ground outside the boar due to the being shocked and startled. So in that case, he's going to be putter because there was no damage inside the boar but outside. The Mishnah continues weiter. Nafal socho shor v'chelav v'nishtabru. If a shor fell into the boar with its kelav, with its items that were attached to it, like the macharesha, the plow, the ole, the yoke, and the shor was damaged when it fell into the boar, and the ole, the macharesha, all of that fell into the boar and got damaged as well. The kelim got damaged as well. Chamor v'kelav v'niskaru, if a chamor fell into it and the things that were on it, like any type of, Ratanua says, some type of blankets under the saddle, or some type of, you know, bunch of clothes that the chamor might have been carrying, and the chamor falling in gets injured, and the items that were on the chamor, they get torn. Okay, the Mishnah talks more about the kalim breaking by a shor and the kalim being torn by the chamor, because that's like the more appropriate type of damage done. That's the type of damage done to the particular animal. But either way, whatever kalim are damaged, so chayiv ala behema, the balabor is chayiv for the hezek done to the shor, upatar ala kalim, is not chayiv to pay for the kalim. This is the pasuk explicitly says in the Torah regarding the boar. The pasuk says, "Ki yiftach yuchi yiftach ishbor o ki yichra ishbor v'lo yichasenu v'nafal shama shor o chamor." And Chazal are doyresh shor o chamor, but not kalim. So all the kalim, all the items that are on the shore or on the chamor that gets damaged, the owner of the boar is not chayav to pay for. Nafal l'socho shor cheresh shota b'katan. Mishnah now is going to spell out the type of shor that the baal habor is chayav to pay for. What do we mean by that? So let's see. Nafal l'socho shor cheresh shota b'katan. If a shor, that the shor itself is a cheresh shota b'katan, right? Shor has no bas, if you will, meaning it doesn't know what it's doing. It hasn't been trained. So in such a scenario, chayiv, the baal habor is chayiv because these animals have no ability to really watch themselves because they're not trained yet. They don't have the ability to be trained, or they're not trained yet. And therefore, the baal habor is chayiv because the shor and the cheresh, or shor cheresh shota b'katan, are not assumed to go ahead and look down and know where it's going and try to keep away from a boar, as opposed to a normal shor pikeach, a normal behema. It looks where it's going, keeps away from boars, and therefore the baal habor can't be chayiv for a shor that falls in based on some type of ones, if you will. It's unexpected for such an animal to fall in, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv. Now, the Mefarshim explain that this halacha applies only where the boar is open, in which case a normal shor would see the open boar and walk around it. But if it was covered, but it's not a cover that's strong enough, let's say he put something on that is not strong enough to hold the shore from falling through, so then even the regular normal shore, if it gets damaged and falls into and cracks through the weak cover, the baal habor will obviously be chayiv because he can't be expected to know the strength of such a cover. This is spelled out by Rishonim, but Rush spells this out. Also, only behemoths are expected to go ahead, Farshim explained, Rishonim explained, to avoid these types of pits and bores that are open. When the animals are walking, they're supposed to look down, and the normal animals, the baal habor will not be responsible. But as we learned earlier, in earlier Mishnah, check out Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, that people are not assumed to be looking down. People are busy thinking about different things. The presumption is that they do not pay attention to where they are walking. And therefore, if a person, even one who is not a cheresh shota b'katan, falls into a boar and is injured, then the baal habor cannot go ahead and make any type of claim that this was considered an unavoidable ones accident, and the baal habor b'chayiv for anything that ensues if a person falls in and gets damaged. Specifically, not discussing the person falling in and dying, that one is not chayiv, as halacha also is shor v'lo adam. A person is only chayiv for his boar killing a shor, but not killing a person. But to damage a person, one is chayiv for that if the person falls into his boar. Ben obas. Now, even a very young child, a ben or a bas, a boy or a girl, eved o'ama, or a eved kanani, or a shivcha kananis, if they fell into a boar and died, pater. The baal habor is not chayiv to pay, because the psukim imply that only for, as we said, death of behemoths, a shor, for example, but not the death of people. And the chiddush here is even a young boy or a young girl that falls in. And there was no expectation at all for this child or the Eved O'ama that falls in. It was totally caused by the boar, the death. But that's also a gzeiras hakasuv, that the baal habor does not pay for the death of humans, only for the death of animals. And again, we understand why it mentions children, to teach you that even though children cannot be expected for sure to avoid any obstacles in front of them, and it's totally the responsibility of the balabor, the Torah paters the balabor from misa, of a person, no matter how young. Why does it mention an Eved, specifically an Eved Kanani? Because one might have thought that that's considered property of someone else, and maybe it's chayiv for it being property. But the point is that they are still considered people, still be'etzem and adam, and one is pater for a person who dies.